In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The life of Venerable Benoit Roncarel is an intense life. The Virgin Mary appeared to her when she was 17 years old, and from then until death, the Virgin Mary appeared to her for 54 years, and the same can be said of her guardian angel, and of numerous angels who had been accompanying Mary in her apparitions to give her some message. Above all, the interventions of her guardian angel, whom she called her good angel or her beautiful angel, stand out like a little boy of about 3 years of age, but with all the strength and wisdom of an adult. That is why we can clearly say that all her life was surrounded by angels and the presence of our mother, the Virgin Mary, as though to a beloved daughter they were enlightening and guiding and correcting her, so that she faithfully fulfilled her mission of receiving the pilgrims of the Marian Shrine and encouraging them to confess to improve their lives. The sanctuary of Our Lady of Lourdes is in France, and to this day is a center of love and mercy for all those who want to meet God and begin a new stage in their life. In that sacred place, many receive the cure of their diseases through the oil that burns before the Virgin's lamp, and almost everyone can enjoy the supernatural perfume that emanates from that place, and that to date, scientists have not been able to explain why. In this sanctuary, as in other famous places, such as in Lourdes or Fatima, God is present to perform surprising miracles through the intercession of the Virgin Mary, not only for the healing of diseases, but also for the healing of broken hearts, of broken lives. Since many desperate, anguished, or depressed also find peace and tranquility for their pain, and many sinners find God's forgiveness and peace. Venerable Benoit Roncarel was born on September 17, 1647, in Saint-Étienne d'Avençon, a town of 180 inhabitants. She was the daughter of Guillaume Roncarel and Mrs. Maturon. She was baptized the same day of her birth. Venerable Benoit Roncarel was sometimes ordered to pray some rosaries for some particular cases or public needs or for the souls in purgatory. The angel sometimes told her to pray especially for the king for the end of the war. On April 22, 1670, the angel asked her on behalf of the Virgin Mary to pray the Litany of the Saints every day because the sanctuary was threatened. To pray, Venerable Benoit Roncarel used the rosary. She had a very beautiful amber rosary, which a visitor had given her. The angel reproached her for being very attached to that rosary, and he took it from her. Venerable Benoit complained to the Virgin Mary, who explained to Venerable Benoit that the angel had acted like this because she was very attached to that rosary, and she indicated that she could go to the tabernacle of the chapel of the apparitions to look for it. One night in 1669, the angel put many beautiful rosaries around her neck during her sleep. Upon awakening, she was unaware. She was looking for her rosary as always. Then the rosaries from her neck fell off and the beads scattered on the ground. The priests picked them up and made rosaries that they kept, rosaries of angels. In 1683, a visitor discovered that the rosary that Venerable Benoit had between her fingers belonged to him. He had lost it. He asked her, "Where did you find it? That rosary is mine." "It came from a place where the devil had taken me. I saw the rosary on a stone where my angel had placed it." The rosary exuded a very mild scent. Again, her angel gave Venerable Benoit Roncarel 4 reliquaries to give to 4 people with strong temptations. She gave them to them, and they were at peace. To another woman, she gave a rosary of 6 decades, and the woman also received peace. Venerable Benoit had a rosary that was very dear to her, and she lost it. She found it amid the embers of the fire she had lit in her house. She gave it to a person who had a violent temptation. Her angel congratulated her on this fact, and assured her that that person would be preserved from temptation by that rosary, because she preserved it with care and faith. One day, her angel gave Venerable Benoit a rosary, and Venerable Benoit gave it to a woman. This rosary gave off such a soft and pleasant perfume that it made her very happy. Her angel often told Venerable Benoit Roncarel not to forget to pray for the souls in purgatory. Sometimes, the angel even indicated the time that this or that deceased would have to spend in purgatory in order for her to pray for the soul of purgatory. There are many true cases approved by the Catholic Church that we are sharing in this video. For example, the angel tells Venerable Benoit Roncarel that a certain deceased had to spend a year in purgatory because of the inappropriate way in which he treated his servants. Another day, the angel reveals that a woman, whom Venerable Benoit held dear, should be in purgatory for 16 years because of what she had done to certain people. Another lady, who thought she was a saint, must spend 40 years in purgatory because of her vanity and arrogance. On February 13, 1705, her angel tells Venerable Benoit Roncarel the duration of the purgatory of two people. One had to be 5 years because of the bad examples she set during her lifetime. The other 3 years for being an angry priest and having given absolution very easily. Another must spend 6 months in purgatory because of his greed. Also, sometimes the angel communicated when the time of the soul in purgatory was up. On May 8, 1706, the angel tells Venerable Benoit Roncarel that a person who had died 7 years ago was already in heaven. On one occasion, her angel tells Venerable Benoit to tell the children of the deceased that they must have 15 masses celebrated to free him from his sufferings. In 1706, a priest who lived in the valley heard noises in his room that he cannot explain. The angel reveals to Venerable Benoit that this priest hears the deceased former owner without seeing him. Why is the deceased making such noise? Because he suffers a lot in purgatory. He wants to attract attention. The angel asks to have 2 masses celebrated for him, and the noisy demonstrations stopped. One day, her spiritual director, who had passed away, appeared to Venerable Benoit Roncarel, leaving a very soft smell in her room, and thanking her for her prayers, which brought him out of purgatory soon. A few years later, he appears to her again and says, "My daughter, they want to get you out of Laos, but God will not allow it. Be calm." And he disappeared. The Bishop of Gap, France, spent a year in purgatory for not accepting death with resignation. One person spent 7 years in purgatory for not having obeyed his confessor. One lady spent 10 years in purgatory because of her reckless judgments, and another 3 years because of her impatience. One day, Venerable Benoit Roncarel meets in San Esteban a deceased man who greets her and thanks her for having taken him out of the clutches of the devil and having freed him from the flames of purgatory, and the deceased disappears from her, leaving good smells. Her angel asks her to warn a widow that her husband has been in purgatory for 4 years. Venerable Benoit tells the widow to offer many rosaries for him. The most serious warning was about a sinner who had been saved, but who had been in purgatory for 500 years. This person had died without sacraments after living dishonestly for 30 years, but had repented when this person was about to die and wanted a priest to come, even though the priest did not arrive in time. One day, a deceased named Laurent appeared to Venerable Benoit Roncarel. He calls her by her name and asks her to pray certain prayers for him, and to warn his children to return to the church the money that had been borrowed in need. Another case. One day, Venerable Benoit Roncarel was praying the rosary in the chapel for the souls in purgatory, and she heard a sad voice that said to her, "Say the rosary with devotion and continue." Another day, the Virgin Mary tells Venerable Benoit Roncarel that a man was in purgatory for his lies, and asks her to say the prayers that he should have prayed to get him out of purgatory. The Virgin Mary also asks Venerable Benoit to pray for a priest who had been in purgatory for 9 months for his disputes, and tells her the prayers that she should pray for him. When Father Jean dies, the angel reveals to Venerable Benoit that when he raised his eyes in agony before dying, he saw 2 rays that his angel sent to reject 2 demons that wanted to enter the room to annoy him, and that they were dispersed. The angel also predicts that Venerable Benoit Roncarel will not spend long in purgatory if she suffers patiently. Venerable Benoit replied, 1,000 years would be too little for a great sinner like me. On August 15, 1695, her angel asks her to tell two people who give alms for their deceased that they will be well rewarded. Giving alms is an offering that allows one to go to heaven in some way. The angel also asks Venerable Benoit to advise a person to give alms in order to later receive the grace of being freed from temptations, which have disturbed this person for many years. One day, Venerable Benoit Roncarel goes to pray in the Valserres Cemetery and gets the skull of a deceased. Her angel tells her that it is from a blessed man who, while alive, had given many alms. Venerable Benoit is happy to possess this famous relic. On the night of November 1st to 2nd, 1702, as Venerable Benoit went to the Avignon cross, she saw two angels in the air leading a procession of souls almost 275,000 feet long. The angels had come to bring them out of purgatory. Those souls appeared to have the stature of a fly, and each had a torch in their hand. Angels sang the litanies of the saints, and souls responded to them. When they passed over Venerable Benoit's head, she said to the angels, "How many souls, beautiful angels?" Those souls told Venerable Benoit, "We are going to adore God and thank our good mother, Our Lady of Laos, and then we will go to heaven to enjoy eternal glory." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.